Political parties and civil society have for some time now expressed the need for the review of Constitutional Instrument 75. At a consultative forum on public elections in Accra, representatives of the two groups argued that one ingredient of the instrument, which is biometric verification, posed a huge challenge in the 2012 general elections. They say until this and other issues are resolved, the instrument in its current form is not appropriate to be used in the upcoming district-level elections. Erabna Paha reports.
The conduct and supervision of all public elections in Ghana are regulated by Constitutional Electoral Commission intends to prevent their reoccurrence. Georgina Opoku Amankwa is the Deputy Chairman, Finance and Administration at the Electoral Commission.
You can change your look and your name and come, but your fingerprints would forever remain yours and yours alone. And when that course matching is done, you would be found out. Facts of the matter is that under our law, if your name is on the biometric voters register used for the 2012 presidential and parliamentary election, it will be an offense to register again in 2014. So if you are a citizen and you are going to be denied the right to vote, it will be a serious infringement of one's rights. You can change your name, even your look, but you can't change your biometric information. So people who register again would definitely be found out. This time the AC would bite. Nobody can take our leniency to be our witness.
With Accra Regional Director of EC, Alex Opoku Ekubia, said the challenge is, though enormous, CI-75 still remains the preferred instrument in the conduct of elections. What is important is that stakeholders must work together on effective ways aimed at totally removing the barriers that hinder smooth voting processes. Participants at the end of the two-day forum will come up with amendment proposals to be presented to government.
Erabna Paha reporting.